Introduction. In 1662, Connecticut passed a law declaring that the state should take upon itself the education of the people. This commitment to learning shaped communities across the colony. The earliest classes were often held in private homes. Here in Madison, for instance, John Grave II taught his own children, alongside others from the community, in a single room of his Tuxass farm dwelling. All students, regardless of age or grade level, learned together in that one space. Classes were held Monday through Friday, with an additional half day on Saturday. As was customary in many early schools, one of the older boys was responsible for daily chores. Those duties included gathering firewood, sweeping the floors, cleaning the pot-bellied stove, and ensuring the water pail was filled and supplied with a dipper. The wide-ranging curriculum was rigorous. Students studied reading, arithmetics, language, geography, penmanship, history, philosophy, and civics. Subjects designed to prepare them for both practical life and responsible citizenship. Mr. Sutton, the principal of Lee Academy, once wrote of Madison, "The village is noted for its good morals, is quite retired, and free from those contaminating influences found in larger places."